Astorino proposes limiting the terms of governors, state controllers, attorney generals, senators, and assembly members to just 8 years in office.
But I do believe 2 terms is enough for an executive or any statewide elected office, and 4 2-year terms is enough for a legislature.
The leader of the Republicans in the Senate, Dean Skelos, has been in office for 30 years. The Assembly GOP leader, Brian Kolb, was first elected 14 years ago. But Astorino reserved his specific criticism to the Democratic leader of the state assembly, Sheldon Silver. He's been the speaker for 20 years and in office since 1976.
You have the assembly leader who has been here for 21 years in that position, and we can see what happens.
The GOP candidate for governor tied the issue of lengthy terms in office to the controversy over Governor Cuomo's Moreland Act Commission as an example of corruption that can breed after decades in office. The Moreland Commission, which was investigating potential wrongdoing in the legislature, was closed down as part of a budget agreement in late March. The U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara, is now investigating some of the actions of the governor's commission. Among other things, he may be looking for possible steering of probes away from anything connected to Cuomo. The federal investigators have asked the Senate and Assembly not to destroy any documents relating to the commission. Cuomo's office has not confirmed whether the executive branch has also been asked to preserve documents. Astorino seized on the matter as a campaign issue.
The governor needs to directly answer questions now to the people of New York on what it is he knew, what role he and/or his staff had in this commission. You know, whether or not they did direct subpoenas to be quashed, steer the investigation away from potential donors or staff, those are questions he has not answered.
Cuomo portrays the federal request so far as an amicable relationship of cooperation between his office and the U.S. attorney. The governor spoke most recently in New York City.
The commission is disbanded, but it still has work to do. It still has to, it's in the process of referring cases to other offices, and following up on those referrals. So that's an important part of the job, is closing it down in the right way. So I think it's fine.
Astorino remains opposed to another reform measure that's now being discussed by Governor Cuomo and Republicans in the Senate, public financing of campaigns.
All this does, by the way, is take hard-earned tax dollars that could be used and has been siphoned away from education aid, can be used to lower taxes, can be put back into education aid, and gives it to politicians so they can do robocalls and go out to dinners and finance a campaign. I don't think that's the right use, especially given where we are in the state.
One of the candidates on the Republican statewide ticket, controller candidate Bob Adonacci, is participating in public financing for his race under a pilot program approved in the state budget and limited to the state controller's campaign only. Astorino says he does not see that as a contradiction. Senate Republicans are also being pressured by the state's conservative party not to agree to a broader public campaign financing plan. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo is taking heat from the left-leaning Working Families Party to convince senators to sign on. There's been no agreement yet, and it's increasingly unlikely that a pact will be reached before the 2 minor party conventions are held on May 31st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.